USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Tom Rice, the Republican from South Carolina, lost his re-election bid to a Trump-endorsed challenger, Russell Fry, on Tuesday night. Rice is the first House Republican to lose his re-election bid after voting to impeach President Trump over his role on January 6. Representative Nancy Mace won, beating out a candidate backed by Trump. Two Los Angeles area police officers who were rushed to the hospital Tuesday following a shooting have died. Two El Monte officers responding to an intersection where a possible stabbing was taking place at a hotel. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said the police officers were shot by a suspect immediately after they arrived on the scene. Detective Andrew Meyer.
The suspect fled the hotel room into the parking lot, and a second officer involved shooting occurred. The suspect was also struck by gunfire, and he was pronounced deceased at the scene.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The World Health Organization is planning to hold an emergency meeting next week, saying the unusual and concerning worldwide outbreak of monkeypox needs to be front and center. The organization plans to look at whether the outbreak should be declared a public health emergency of international concern and to change the name because it's an offensive name that must be changed. Climate change is a theory. Some believe it to be true. Some don't. Some understand there is no such thing as climate stability, and it's always changing. The Biden administration wants you on board for climate change, even if it means removing your freedom of speech. White House National Climate Advisor Gina McCarthy on Axios.
Well, the challenge is now that we're moving from denial to actually just trying to disengage the public, we have to get tighter. We have to get better at communicating. And frankly, the tech companies have to stop allowing specific individuals over and over again to spread disinformation.
USA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Voyager 1 mission, launched in 1977, was expected to last 5 years. Nearly 45 years later, the space probe is around 14.5 billion miles from Earth. NASA has announced Voyager's control systems, which keeps the spacecraft and its antenna in proper orientation, are not reflecting what's actually happening on board. Engineers continue to try to find a solution. The Biden administration is being called out by Republican Senator Josh Hawley for allowing America's security to deteriorate over the last year and a half. America's floundering economy, the force-fed woke military, does nothing but to embolden our number one adversary, China. The senator on Fox News.
It's absolutely vital that we get the military back focused on what it's supposed to do, which is protecting this country and fighting our wars. And by the way, that means actually protecting the security of the United States, not off nation building in places like Ukraine. You know, you said just a second ago, this administration is sleepwalking toward a crisis in China. Part of the reason for that is they're so busy building nation building, trying to create a client state in Ukraine, that they're not focused on our biggest foreign policy threat, which is China and the Communist Party in China. And they're trying to use the military as a giant social experiment, use it, as you say, to carry on their wokeification agenda. All that needs to stop. We need to get focused again on the national security of this country and also our economic security. And this administration has endangered them both.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.